Welcome to LTN Con on air here at LTN Radio. All day long from 11 a.m. through 5 p.m. Central Time, at the top of each hour, we are playing for you a sample of a keynote speech, breakout session, or panel group from LTN Con. Now, this will only be a taste of everything happening online this weekend, and we hope that by hearing from the voices behind Love Thy Nerd, you'll get a feel for what this ministry is all about, and that you'll want to jump on board the virtual convention train yourself and watch some or all of these panels for yourself. You can do that by going to ltncon.info. The event is free with donations accepted, but you have to register to access it. Now, I'll be back in a bit to explain more about LTN Con, but for now, enjoy this clip from, oh, it's me, Station Manager Matt, with the LTN Radio Extended Announcement, giving you a look behind the scenes and showing you just what LTN Radio is designed to be. What's our ministry? Hello, LTN Con. My name is Station Manager Matt, henceforth known as the other Matt at Love Thy Nerd. I'm never the first Matt anywhere that I go, and so I never get to just be Matt. So Warm Beer gets to be Matt, and I'm the other Matt. This is not a keynote or a breakout. This is more like an extended announcement and a little bit behind the scenes of the big announcement this morning of LTN Radio going live today. But for some of you who didn't see this coming, you might already be familiar with me through Back Row Radio, which is what LTN Radio was up until midnight this morning. Back Row Radio actually started many, many years back as a Twitter account, long before radio was even involved. I was Back Row Baptist on Twitter. It was a church anon account that got super popular super quick. I was in like the top five church comedy accounts, just a few under church curmudgeon there, and it was fun. That's back when Twitter was, you know, enjoyable to be on. We would tell jokes, and it was great. I was anonymous and stayed that way for a little over a year, and then because I had, I think at that point I had gotten up to 14,000 followers, God really put it on my heart to share my testimony. Said, look, you can still be funny. You can still make all these people laugh. But at the same time, you have a platform now and a lot of people who are listening to you to offer a little bit of healing along with the humor. And so that kind of started this two H's mindset that we had, healing and humor, and something that kind of carried on through all of what Back Row was. And what I was surprised to find out was just how quickly people connected when I got serious. When I revealed who I was and shared my story, there were so many people who were more willing to listen because they already had this inherent trust in me because I've made them laugh for so long. I had made them have fun. I had made them think that Christianity is not just full of judgmental fuddy-duddies and Bible thumpers. It was about something more than that. It was about applying this lifestyle to the way we live without having to spread hatred, without having to spread shame and guilt, not having to point out other people's flaws constantly. We can all just admit that, hey, we all struggle with stuff. Hey, we're never going to be perfect, and we can keep trying. That was kind of where this all started. And so beyond that, it evolved into a blog. It evolved into, you know, books and games. I went on a speaking tour at one point. A lot of my buddies here in my hometown started a podcast, the Back Row Baptist Podcast, which also got fairly popular pretty quickly because of the Twitter account. And as we started that, we did it for about 2.5 years, and by the third episode, we realized we needed something to break up the segments. So we started reaching out to independent Christian artists, saying, send us your music, and we will use that as a break in the show, and also we'll spotlight some indie artists that these people have never heard of. And we got such huge feedback, such a big response from that. We had, by the end of the 2.5 years, we had hundreds of artists, hundreds and hundreds of songs in our library, all of which were really good. There were a few duds, but really good stuff. And we're like, man, it would be really cool if we could actually start our own radio station. And so we looked into it. And it really wasn't that difficult. I was born into a radio family. My dad was a former ABC News radio anchor in New York before I was born. He owned radio stations my whole life, pretty much his whole life, until he passed away about a year ago, a little over a year ago. My grandfather owned radio stations. My uncle owned radio stations. I got to work for my grandfather's radio station. I've done every job pretty much in the radio station biz, some of which now are obsolete because of new technology. But I've done a lot, and I've been in this business for a while. Radio is in my blood. It's really easy now, is what I'm saying. No, but we've been running Back Row Radio as a ministry, and it's not just indie Christian music. We play a good mix of the best Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie. And a lot of it is music that you do not hear on mainstream Christian radio anymore. I don't think it's a secret. Anyone who's listened to mainstream Christian radio knows that all the stations are kind of morphing into the same station. All the bands are kind of morphing into the same sound. All the topics are kind of morphing into the same topics. It's getting less and less diverse when it comes to what we listen to as believers, and it is difficult to stay excited about it. The problem that we see is that mainstream music is becoming pretty much all worship. And while that is great, and there definitely is a place for that, what's missing is a rawness that sometimes we need. When we think of bands like 21 Pilots or NF, both of these are Christian artists, but they aren't really in the Christian market on radio. They're in the mainstream market because they aren't overtly beating people over the head with overt Christian themes, Bible verses and things. But instead, they sneak these truths into their lyrics. They don't say anything that goes against Scripture, but they put Scripture, they put faith, they put testimony in the middle of these songs about their struggles, things that we all feel, things that we sometimes get ostracized for feeling in the church or in the Christian community, for lack of faith or struggles with sin, struggle with habits, all these things that are present to nearly everybody. But very few people are willing to admit to. Back Row Radio attempted to do that, to reach out to people who feel like they live on the back row. They sit in the back row of their churches, in their schools, back row of life. They're afraid of being noticed. They're afraid of being pointed out. They know that they struggle, and maybe they feel like they're the only ones, when really, that back row is the fullest row in life. All of us feel that way from time to time. We feel like backsliders. We feel like we're never going to be good enough. And here's the truth, man. You never are. God is not expecting perfection from any of us. He's expecting progress. Don't give up. Don't quit. And so when we say we brought humor and healing, that's exactly what we told people. And that's what we've been doing. We started Back Row Radio, the podcast transitioned into our morning show, and off we went, showcasing some amazing music from amazing talents from all over the genre spectrum, and giving people a little dose of reality mixed in with their faith. Instead of this pie-in-the-sky kind of whitewashed version of what they think faith is like, this is faith down in the dirt. Faith where the struggles are. Faith where the hurting are. Hope. Not just inspiration, but actual, deep down, hope. Love Thy Nerd has been connected with us in some form or fashion for a good amount of years now, but usually in little ways. Last year, though, they took their biggest step. And some of you might know Backrow Radio because you got connected with Love Thy Nerd show, Church Nerds, part of their podcast network, but it's actually our Friday morning show. It was conceived as that, it started as that, and it airs on the radio before it's available in podcast form. Bubba was excited to do something that was a little bit more faith forward and showing you how the faith and the nerd cultures can mix. And so far, he's told me that's their most popular podcast. And I can see why. And we have loved having them on the station. But ever since Bubba first came and we did a joint podcast together, the Backrow Baptist podcast, it was a few months before Backrow Radio launched, along with their Free Play podcast, He told me about Love Thy Nerd, which was still kind of relatively new at that time. And everything that they did and everything that they wanted to do, and I fell in love with that idea. And so in the back of my mind, ever since then, I'm like, man, I want to do something with them. And so as we've gone on, I told you Backrow reached into different areas, a bunch of different places, different forms of ministry. But as Backrow Radio has continued on and has become our main focus, all those other ministries have kind of gone by the wayside. And now, as a radio station, Backrow, as a name, doesn't really seem to have much clarity. Clarity in focus, clarity in mission. We're just kind of doing our best. And so it came to the point where, how do we focus our mission? And that led us back to the idea of, let's try and hook up with Love Thy Nerd. Let's make this partnership that we have something more official. And let's see if they're willing to take us under their umbrella. And so I started talking with Bubba. And as Bubba said in the orientation, the opening thing on Saturday morning, we never would have started a radio station because none of us know how. But when that idea came, so many of the founders and the leaders at Love Thy Nerd got excited. And I'm excited because I get to be a part of this awesome ministry and bring the gifts that God has already provided for me to deliver it to an amazing group of active people in this community, as well as bringing over our Backrow Radio followers to hopefully get involved with Love Thy Nerd. It truly is a match made in heaven, and we couldn't be more happy with the start of it so far. Backrow Radio and Love Thy Nerd, I think, were made to be together. And they were very, very careful to make sure that I wasn't making a mistake, that I wasn't just kicking Backrow to the curb, because, you know, I created it. It's been my baby for many, many years. They really wanted to make sure I wanted to do this. The Backrow name does live on in our morning shows. Me and my co-host, Mo, we do the Backrow Morning Show every Monday through Thursday. Church Nerds is still on Fridays. But we get to add so much more content to the schedule. In fact, we're like making more content because of the radio station, pardon me. We're going to be doing LTN Rewind on Monday afternoons, where we get to go back into the archives and pull out a really good episode from one of the podcasts and showcase it off again. We're going to be doing new free plays on Wednesdays. We're going to be doing new podcasts in a rotation on Fridays from Humans of Gaming, The Pull List, other podcasts that are currently in the works. We're going to be doing all that. And then on Sundays, we're going to be having a new Bible-focused short show called Bible Thump. We're taking back the name. We are going to put scripture right in your face and show you why it's important. Not so much a sermon, but just a focused 15-20 minute study with a rotating loop of people who are going to bring a message to you. It's exciting. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for these changes. 80s night on Thursday, we're going to break format for an hour. It's not just going to be Christian music. It's going to be the music that Matt Warmbier has been making playlists for all you guys for the last few years. It's going to be sponsored by our Discord server, Love Thy Nerd Discord server. Go check that out Thursday nights. The whole schedule is available at ltnonair.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at LTNonAir. And currently on IG, it's at LTN_onAir because they've got the original one locked up for some reason, and we're working on that. Sorry. But it's just the start, guys. It's just the start of this partnership, and I really think it's just going to take off from here.
We're going to step in right there, and over a dozen sessions available over at ltncon.info in full video and on demand after they initially air. You have to register to get access, but registration is free, though we would certainly hope you donate to help cover the cost of putting this whole thing together. But there's so much more to LTNCon. There are virtual tabletops, Discord discussions, online playthroughs, Q&A sessions with the speakers, exclusive LTNCon merch, and so, so much more. So again, visit ltncon.info to get started.